This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Gridlock over President Trump's domestic agenda. Is that fair?
Well, not really. We're moving at the pace of government, which is not lightning speed. We have to give credit where credit is due. The House passed a health care package, sent it over to the Senate. They're working on that right now. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to bring up our repeal and replace of Dodd-Frank, going to come off the House floor and go to the Senate. We're still working on tax reform. So, yeah, the agenda is moving forward. The problem we have, Sandra, is a lot of this stuff is going to get to the Senate where they have these filibuster rules. We need 60 votes or 8 Democrats to pass any of these bills, and that's going to be incredibly tough. I think the Senate has to fix that rule, grease the skids, go with a simple majority like the House so we can start to move the Republican, the Trump agenda forward.
Your point is taken about government moving slowly, but Isaac, I'll point out that by this time in 2001, Bush's tax cuts had passed both in the House and the Senate. Are Republicans running out of time here?
That's exactly right. As it's been noted widely and openly, President Trump had the worst 100 days of any modern administration in the last 50, 60 years. And the same is going to be true for the last 200 days as that anniversary comes up shortly upon us. And part of the problem is the policies at stake. It's not the rules, as the congressman mentioned. I think the problem is these are unpopular policies that are damaging to America.
All right, Congressman, you obviously have to respond to that.
So I do. So think back to the first 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency. They were able to jam through because they had 60 votes in the Senate, health care, Dodd-Frank, a stimulus bill. America hated it. So Republicans, in response, have cleaned house in our state governments and in the federal government. America wants Republicans to lead. They want us to fix health care. They want us to fix our budget. They want to fix us to fix the tax code. We can't do that because Democrats have this block in the Senate. We need to open this up. It only takes 51 votes to change the rules of the Senate. Republicans can do this. Get rid of the filibuster rule. Let's start moving legislation forward instead of the House trying to contort itself to try to deal with Senate rules.
I think it's a fair argument what he addresses here. You know, why not the same in the Senate as in the House of Representatives? Of course, we're talking about going nuclear, which we knew was a matter of time that would probably happen. Of course, Wisconsin Republican Representative Sean Duffy there. And then you had a Democratic strategist, Isaac Wright, talking with Sandra Smith from Fox News about what we can do to get, the Senate moving again, get this government moving again. It's been moving quite slowly. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I think it's going to be up to us, ladies and gentlemen, we the people. Again, this is a government up for by we the people. That means we have the power. And I think we got to call out a day. Let's pick a day. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, we're going to pick out the day that we storm the Bastille here. We go and storm, government offices and with phone calls and tell them, start doing your job. Let's get this thing moving. Let's get it on track. Let's get this thing out of the bucket of gum and partisanship that, we keep paying for. I mean, this is the thing that's disgusting for me. I think of all this money that we're putting into it, they still have a job, and we got people out there just, looking for a job. They want to get back to work, and they can't get back to work until these people figure out that it's not about them. It's about the people on Main Street that they have forgotten for so many years. And I'm willing to say, this is one of those contagion that has infected all of, all of the Beltway. It's not necessarily a Republican or a Democratic thing. Although right now you might argue that there's more Democrats that are affected by this contagion than it is Republicans. But, again, we're dealing with, business as usual. And you've got some mainstays that they don't want Washington to change. It's working very effectively for them. They've put in a lot of time into the way Washington works. And they don't want to go back to work and figure out new ways that could be more effective on behalf of the people. It's more effective for them, if you know what I mean. It's all about self-interest. But this is where we the people need to take control of our government And we need to let them know that we're not going to stand for this. Enough is enough. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, I remind you to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates, past shows, interviews we've had with people that you want to reference, you want to share with your friends, by all means, have at it. It is our gift to you. If you want to drop me an email, we also love hearing from you. Lots of emails coming in, and I'm happy to hear from you. I love the comments. And don't think you're hurting my feelings. There's some people, you're just so gentle. I don't like it. It's okay. I mean, you know, we need to hear these comments because I, you know, after all, this is your show. We're very independent. We do this on your behalf. We're pursuing the truth. We say we're no matter where it leads. And I know a couple of times you've questioned whether or not I was being forthright with you. And that's okay. I'm not offended by that. I want to know what your stand is. And if you think I'm missing a mark, I stand corrected. I will tell you such. And, you know, clear the record up because it's that important. I mean, you know, you got to figure, if we got decisions to make, why do we want to make them based on a lie? How about the truth, huh? It is that truth that'll set you free. I still maintain, I believe that wholeheartedly, empirically, by experience. As I tell my kids and I say to you, experience defines preference. And what I have preferred over the years is to stay close to the truth. Ignore those things that are lies. And of course, right now, this information age in which we live in, there's so many lies that so freely, you know, are bantered about, you know, fake news and somehow it's all acceptable. It's like when Scott and I were talking about it earlier, you know, what happens when somebody is a noted liar? I mean, I just don't think you give them place anymore. You just ignore them, you know, and, not even give them any opportunity to, you know, tell more lies. That's just the way I feel about it. You know, like Will Rogers once said, it's not the things we don't know that gets us into trouble. It's the things we know that just ain't true. You know, so that's the way it is. So, a couple things here, a couple highlights culturally here. Box office didn't do too well over the weekend, they tell me. It's the lowest in 19 years, box office activity. Of course, you read about Tiger Woods, sadly, arrested for DUI, says alcohol had nothing to do with it. It was, you know, some medications, trying to understand, you know, mixing them up. So he takes full responsibility. Of course, he has to. He's the only one. He's the one that's taking the medications. And, you know, it's sad. It's sad to hear. You know, here's someone with, you know, Tiger's legacy and his background, his family and that. You just... Whatever demon is on him, you just wish he would be able to shake that through and figure this out, get back on track because of all that he represents to young people. I mean, still to this day, I mean, the kids look up to him. I was, you know, played in a golf course nearby one of his educational centers there in Anaheim, California for many years. And the kids there just, you know, they love Tiger Woods, the great work that he's done not only there in Anaheim, I would say, in other parts of the country and around the world as well. And so anyway, that's the latest there that he swears. He just said, I promise you, alcohol had nothing to do. It was, medication that he's been taking. Of course, we all know that he's been dealing with a backache. And so it is plausible. And hopefully, that is the case. Right now, we're going to talk about marriage and relationships because it's just so important. That's all it is. I mean, it's the foundational issue of our society. And I want to talk about lasting love, enduring secrets for marital success. How would you like to know about those enduring secrets for marital success? Boy, do we need this, especially when you consider, the statistics for marriage today. Boy, I'm telling you, there's something fundamentally wrong that we have more divorces than marriages, that now the divorce rate has exceeded the marriage rate. There's something real wrong. And Charles Krismer is with us. He's been married for 50 years.
Great.
Yeah. And Charles, let me bring you on here so that, we can talk, about your book, Lasting Love, that you and your wife, Kathy, have written. So we appreciate you coming on. How you doing?
Well, thank you so much. I actually found a way to bring my wife on as well.
Oh, we got both of you. What a treat.
Yeah,
okay.
I hope the signal's coming through reasonably.
Well, you are. Let's see if Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, it is great. This is a nice treat, nice surprise. Thank you so much for both of you being here. Hey, I missed you at NRB, so we didn't have a chance to talk there. But, here it is. I gotta come to Florida and wherever you guys are at, and we're finally able to hook up to talk about marriage. Kathy, let me ask you, because I often ask people who've been married a long time, what their secret is. What's the secret between you and Chuck?
Well, there's a lot of them. I don't think there is just one, but mm-hmm. Surrendering to one another, serving one another.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. You know what? Even more than that, I would say it's our submission to the Word of God that glues us together through whatever challenges and difficulties we may have. And if we're willing to surrender to the Word and the Spirit of the Lord, then it becomes easier to surrender to one another.
Right. You got to have that standard. It's kind of like, like when you go and get in a plane, you got to go through the checklist, right?
That's
right. Just to make sure that everything is there, it's all going to work, and the plane is going to do exactly what you want it to do. And oftentimes in marriage, if we don't have that standard, we don't have that checklist, and we find ourselves in chaos, and we don't have anything to go back to, then we're left up to our own reasonings, right? And heaven help us.
That's exactly right. And that's, of course, one of the main reasons we wrote the book Lasting Love, because it contains a checklist of seven simple yet simply profound points that we have found beginning at the 37th year of our marriage. Wow. That completely and dramatically changed things. Not that we had a bad marriage before, but it catapulted us into a whole new and different arena. And so when we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary just a few months ago, we felt this was the best way to do that, to communicate to those in our broader spheres of influence and even beyond the importance, in fact, life-changing import of these seven secrets.
Kathy, what was your experience when this happened? All of a sudden, life's going along. I mean, you both were former school teachers. Chuck went on and became an attorney, maybe because he felt he needed to learn more about how to control kids. I don't know. That's a whole other, maybe another book altogether. But for you, when you discovered, you said, "Whoa, we can." This thing's stepping up. We're going to our next level here. What was that like for you?
Well, we had been doing a lot of marriage counseling on the side. Mm-hmm. And, when you hear the different issues that couples have in their life, it really strengthens yours.
Exactly.
And so when we started praying for one another purposefully, mm-hmm. boy, that made a big change in my heart.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Kathy, forgive me, okay? I don't mean to interrupt you, but we got to go to break. This is why we're hearing music right now. And when we come back, we'll rejoin Charles and Kathy Krizmer right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
In times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
And maybe we, the people, need to help them remember, okay? Think about it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Charles and Kathy Krizmer, talking about lasting love, enduring secrets for marital success. Chuck earlier had said that they had been doing a lot of marriage counseling, and they turned a corner here several years ago with their marriage, and it was like God catapulted and took them to the next level. And Kathy was just explaining to us exactly what happened, because guys can only remember so much. But women, they got the details. They know exactly. And they, in fact, they will even tell you what it smelled like. I mean, and this is what we love about our women, don't we, Chuck?
Well, yeah, marriage should have a pretty sweet fragrance about it, I guess.
Without a doubt. Well, Kathy, I want you to finish your story about what it was like for you when you realized you were going to this next level with your marriage.
Well, when we began to have gratitude toward one another, focusing on the good things that we saw in the other person, what a difference. I began to really feel loved and cherished. And I, for every wife, she wants to feel cherished. And without those words, we don't. And men think they, because they think it in their heart, we know, but we only know what we feel and hear. Mm-hmm. And as I began to pray over my husband, take him to the Lord, I've always taken him, Lord, fix him, make him do this, make him do that, make him see things my way.
Right.
When I started taking him to the Lord and praying that he would have God's wisdom and would lead us in God's wisdom, did I start to see him in a different light. And praying for our spouse is one of the most important things we can do in thanking the Lord for the good things that we see in their life. And too many times I hear women just going through the litany of all the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
So having a heart of gratitude, then it opens up into all of our lives. And we can thank the Lord for the smallest things, and we have joy. Takes us into another place.
You let me pick up on that.
Yes.
This matter of gratitude was so important, and actually, I think it probably first gripped my heart.
Hey, Charles, you're a little bit off your speak. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or what, but suddenly your voice got a little softer.
Experience, and God began to reveal to me that actually the scripture says your wife is your portion in this life.
Mm, yes.
I thought, wow, my wife is my portion in this life. That should make a difference.
Yes.
And then the whole concept of gratitude began to open up. And that was the groundwork that began to change everything. And with an attitude of gratitude, we began to purpose daily to do certain things. There are five things that we have laid out in this book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. But it begins with the attitude of gratitude. It has been almost like our marriage being born again.
Wow. Well, Kathy, when you make that kind of commitment and you say, okay, we're going to change our mindset here and look at it from an attitude of gratitude, it wasn't like just the switch turned off and you didn't get any pushback, right? Because I got to imagine the temptations followed after that. Hello? Did we lose it? Did we lose her? Charles, are you still there? We may have lost Charles, too. We were having a problem with our connection here. We'll see if we can reconnect and then let me know, Scott. We're visiting with Charles and Kathy Krizmeyer. They've been married for 50 years. Both have spent time as public school teachers while Chuck went on to work as a trial attorney. He's authored 8 books, is now in full-time ministry. He started Save America Ministries to rebuild the foundation of faith and freedom. He actually hosts a national daily show himself called Viewpoint, confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and home. You know, and what they both were sharing with us, I mean, here they had been marriage counseling and now it just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And it seems what we're hearing is this attitude of gratitude, this perspective that they have toward one another has just been life-changing. And this is a true gift and one of those golden nuggets that somebody who's been there, done that, and gone through marriage, especially after 50 years and have been able to be this successful, is this something that we can embrace ourselves? So, Kathy, are you back with us?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Kathy, I was asking that usually when you make this kind of commitment that I'm going to focus on gratitude, the trials come right behind that, right? So what did you face? Yeah. What kind of adversarial conflict did you have when you determined in your heart, you purposed in your heart and in your prayer life that you were going to start looking at your husband with an attitude of gratitude?
Well, I'm not sure that I can even remember any negative things happening. We were so focusing on the positive.
Mm-hmm. How about yesterday? Okay. Maybe that would be better, Bill. Yesterday.
Yes. No, I. Well, you know, it's the reason I bring that up, Chuck, is that, you know, some people, you know, we just in this culture, we've been so spoiled. You know, I say we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up. We want change to happen overnight. Here's the answer. I mean, they're hearing from you. Okay, attitude of gratitude. Okay, I'm going to adjust my thinking. I'm going to have this attitude of gratitude. And I got to imagine, depending where you are in the spectrum of the process of, you know, having the marriage you have today and then hearing from the Chris Myers that you could have a marriage like they have based on biblical principles, you know, they want to be there right now, but they got to get some of this junk out of the way in order to realize God's blessing and the difference. I say the grief to happiness ratio. Grief is the relationship they're in now. Happiness is the marriage that God wants for them. So it is a process of getting there, and maybe I'm saying this to myself as well, that, you know, I want it to happen overnight, but I wanted you to be able to, I guess, give us some counseling here to say this could take some time.
Well, it does, because what we want to do and what we do are often two different things. And yesterday we had a confrontation, and I had to separate myself, and I prayed and asked the Lord to show me the error of my way, my way of thinking. Because we were definitely not on the same page about an issue that involved our life going forward. And, you know, nothing spiritual in the issue, but it was, I realized surrendering and backing off from what my husband had stated. Mm. In doing that, I asked the Lord to speak with him and give him the wisdom to know what to do. And, you know, he did. And so often as wives, we want to push our wants and our desires on our husband. But we have to step back and ask the Lord to guide us according to what his plan is. So, you know, my heart changed. And we do this all the time. Every day we have to surrender our wants to the Lord, because we don't want anything that isn't perfect for him. And we want his perfect plan for our lives, not just what we think is right.
You know, Bill, we grew up in the church. My father was a pastor and majored in religion and psychology, undergraduate. My wife thought she had really gotten a great prize, the answer to all life problems.
Right.
And by the seventh year of our marriage, he came to me one day and she says, Chuck, I don't have any more feelings for you, and it scares me. So our journey, you know, that was 33 years ago. Our journey has been what some people call, you know, faith is a long obedience in the same direction.
Mm.
Faith is a long obedience in the same direction.
I like that.
And we don't get it perfect all the time, but I tell you that these 7 points in our book, Lasting Love, are so powerful, they are truly life-changing.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to tell you, I'm sorry we're out of time. We got to wrap it up and leave it right there. Charles and Kathy Krizmeyer, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. We'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, none like self-responsibility to get you on the right track right off the bat. Let me tell you, 28 before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Jeff Kemp joins us now. You quarterbacked in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfasts. He joined Family Life as vice president, networking, and speaking on how to strengthen families. And Jeff just got back from Russia. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you. Good to be back in the USA.
Yeah, I bet. Nothing like going overseas. I mean, some of these kids think, you know, today is like America is the worst ever. You go to another country and you come back on tierra firma and you go, thank God for the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fabulous experience to meet other humans from another country and to see a different culture, but also to realize the incredible blessings we have of our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our form of government, and this great land and the people in it. So it was also nice to shower and drink clean water.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, I know that the Democrats didn't send you over to check out to see if they could find any evidence over there with all this controversy. Curious, with the local folks, what are they saying? I got to imagine they're talking about all this this boogeyman Russian stuff that's going on between us and the Russians.
It didn't come up in most conversations. I brought it up in one conversation with my translator, who was quite politically astute and very interesting person, Anatoly. I'm very grateful to this this pastor and translator who I got to know. But when I asked him if his government had anything to do with things in our election, in his opinion, he said, I don't know, but if they did, I wouldn't know, and we wouldn't know, because they certainly would never tell us.
so sometimes it's good to be a mushroom, right, I think? Yeah. kept in the dark, so to speak. But
we were blessed to get to do a marriage conference for pastors and church leaders from all over the former Soviet Union, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Russia. It was fabulous, and they loved the marriage content. They loved spending time with their spouse, and we invested in them through something called the Art of Marriage, a Family Life DVD marriage seminar, and it was really a privilege. They said it changed their lives, and they can't wait to help their churches and their people with that, because they just don't get the resources that we have in America, which unfortunately not everyone takes advantage of in America, you know? People
exactly.
Just think marriage is going to work out, and then they give up when it doesn't.
Well, Jeff, what an opportunity to go in, and I mean, and even for them, because it wasn't that long ago. Oppression ran deep. I mean, they couldn't express their faith like this, and now they're able to have conferences, people from outside of Russia able to come in and meet with them and share Christian values with them.
That changed dramatically in 91, 92 with the breakup of the former USSR. And many Christian groups and missionaries came in there. They're a spreading group of Christians in Russia, but it's becoming more difficult. The government is really, really strongly aligned with and supporting the Orthodox Church. And many of the Bible-teaching evangelical churches are not facing freedom anymore. And in some of the countries I was speaking of, they can be imprisoned for reaching out in the community and talking about Christ. They can't invite people to their church. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been in prison. Many of them talked about we're not afraid. If we get arrested, it'll be a new adventure. I don't think they're being killed like they are in many of the other parts of the world, but some of the former Soviet Union countries are Muslim, and they are becoming very closed. So they don't have an easy life of it there. Mm-hmm. But there have been significant changes in Russia. They just don't have normal free enterprise and all that comes with it.
So here you are passing a blessing on to these pastors in more ways than one. You and your wife, right? Was you and your wife, you went there together.
Yeah. And in fact, conversation was not super easy through translators, but one of the best things we did was pray blessings. We'd sit with a different pastor and his wife at every meal. And after, learning things about them, we then would say, what do you need? And what are you asking God to do in your life? How can we pray for you? And they would typically pray for their children and their children's marriage someday, and for their congregation, and for the ministry of their church to go forward and not be hindered. And we did. We prayed blessings over them, their faith, their courage, their identity, blessings on their marriage, blessings on their children, and that God's love would spread through them. And it was a privilege. That is something that we were able to do better than normal conversation is just bless them.
Well, how cool is that? And then, of course, you had a little bit of fun, too, because you got to have some fun. You taught them how to throw a football?
We did. We had a punt, pass, and kick contest over in Moscow. It was funny. We were at a former pioneer camp, which is where the communist youth were sent in the summer when their parents were working and school was out, and they trained them in communist ideology, and they did athletic pursuits and had, camp fun, et cetera. But today that camp is owned by a Baptist church conference. It's not in the world's best shape. But we taught them how to throw a football, punt a football, kick a football, and then had a contest, and it was a lot of fun. In fact, it was one of the ways that I felt like I really connected with the people, because I couldn't speak directly to them, but I could teach them how to throw a football or how to catch or how to put on a tee.
The universal language, huh? That's great.
Football.
Well, you and, go
world,
figure.
My dad
yeah.
Say.
Yeah, go and figure. You and Stacy had a great time there. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about, to your point and what you did with these pastors. And of course, it happens to coincide with a video that you just released about passing on a blessing.
Yeah, the story in the video is when my dad had cancer and was about a week away from passing away, I was laying on his bed with him the last week before he died, and he reached over and said, "I'll pray a blessing over you, Jeff." And he put his hand on my arm, and he prayed, "Dear God, help Jeff remember his talent, help him remember the force for good he is in this world, and help us both remember the only thing that matters is thy will be done." And that was a quintessential blessing. In just three short sentences, my dad affirmed my identity, my strengths. He affirmed my mission. to make a positive difference in the world. And he affirmed that the faith in God is the center of it all, because it isn't my will that needs to be done. It isn't pressure on me. God's will is the only perfect will. We want what he does. It's in his hands. And what a great blessing that my dad was able to give me in his last breaths, really. And then I encourage people that there are many of us who've never received that blessing. But if you think about the Heavenly Father, he does bless us, and he does love us that much, and we should go out of our way to bless our son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter, maybe even a friend who's never been blessed, and speak to them of their identity, speak to them of how important their mission is, tell them of God's love and that God will take care of them. It's one of the greatest gifts we can give, and it's really the role of a mother and father, a grandfather and a grandmother.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point here, Jeff, is that there are many people, young men, young women alike, that didn't have a father like yours to bless them like you. But there is encouragement in God's word to those, and they get to hear it from the Father directly themselves, if they have ears to hear, right?
Yeah, and I encourage men. I speak all over the country to men. I did this for the Russian pastors, and I do it in prisons. I did it in prisons in Washington State 3 weeks ago. That God made you, and God doesn't make mistakes. We make mistakes, but God forgives mistakes. God forgives rebellion. God forgives sin. God can heal us of the traumas and the sins that have happened against us. And he loves us deeply, and he proved it through Jesus. And we are his beloved sons and daughters. And he said to Gideon, when Gideon was afraid and scared, a teenager, he said, Gideon, the Lord is with you. You are a great and valiant, mighty warrior. You're a man of valor. Well, that was before Gideon acted like that. And I think people need to know that God loves them and sees them for their potential. He sees the forgiveness he's given them. He sees them for eternity if they have built a relationship with him, which is something he gives us through Christ. And he can re-father us. He can give us the blessing we didn't get from our earthly parent.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, we only got about 5 seconds. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you very quickly.
Just go to facingtheblitz.com, and you can subscribe to those weekly videos and all the encouragement that we have available. Facingtheblitz.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we've been bragging. You've been hearing us brag a lot about sight and sound and what they have been doing with this spectacular off-venue, one-night theatrical events. Jonah, many of you took advantage of the promotion we did and were able to go and see it, and others sent me emails back just saying what a terrific experience. And you'll be happy to know, we're going to tell you more about this in a moment, that we're going to have another encore event, okay, or an encore event, I guess is what we would say, to Jonah, and we'll talk in just a moment. But right now we've got Dean Sell, Sight and Sound Theater's brand manager. Dean joined Sight and Sound Theaters back in 2011. It's kind of hard to think that it was that long ago, Dean, because it almost seems like yesterday in some regards, right?
You're telling me. You were telling me. Yeah, 5.5 years, and it just has flown by.
Yeah, amazing. But here you are. You know, you've got all these resources and the creative team that you're leading there. And, of course, you've been charged with doing what these big cinematic outreaches are doing, and you know, it's been kind of your vision to, hey, let's take it to the big screen, let's make it available besides just the two venues where we do this incredible theatrical presentation of these biblical stories. I mean, they're just, they're terrific. In fact, you know, we were talking before we got on air, Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family had the privilege. He said he and his wife went to Branson, and they just said there's just something about seeing it in real life, Bill. This is just so special, and we can't wait to come to Branson and see you guys there as well.
You know, it is just an amazing, amazing place. And I actually grew up in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County, which is the home of where Sight and Sound was birthed. And, you know, growing up here, you always knew about people coming from all over, you know, to see a Sight and Sound show. And, you know, my first time that I was here, I was probably about 10, 12 years old, and saw the story of Noah on stage. And it really just mesmerizes you. And so fast forward years later, you know, grew up, went off to college, you know, had jobs and had the opportunity to come and work at Sight and Sound, you start to hear these numbers, you know, like 40 years of business, 22 million people have come through the doors. And what's unbelievable is that there still are so many people that don't know about Sight and Sound.
Right.
And so when the idea emerged to be able to take the show on the road, if you will, and to help more people across the nation have the opportunity to see a Sight and Sound show in their local movie theater, we thought, man, what better way to introduce people to the unique, one-of-a-kind experience that is Sight and Sound. And you said it, big, epic, massive Bible stories live on stage using cutting-edge technology and just an army of people here, of passionate craftspeople, artists, designers, you know, technology people, all really just sold out to be able to use their talents for this unique medium of bringing Bible stories to life on stage. And so you said it. That's what we're doing. We did it, you know, the first time was May 2nd, and now here we are with it coming up this weekend, Saturday, June 3rd. And this time it's 11 o'clock in the morning, so if it was too late earlier in the month, we heard that, and we said, hey, let's make it available, more accessible for families.
Well, that's great. So how can they find out how to get tickets for this this one-day event at 11 o'clock in the morning on June the 3rd?
Yeah, there's a unique website that was set up. It's called JonahOnStageMovie.com. It's kind of long. I'll say it again, JonahOnStageMovie.com. And there's a great little feature on there. You just type in your zip code, and it shows you all of the theaters that are close by you, and you can jump off and buy tickets right there. Or, you know, certainly you can walk up to the box office on the morning of and buy tickets. But I will say this. We heard this a lot on May 2nd, that there were a lot of theaters that were sold out, and so people actually waited to buy tickets. They walked up, and they were really disappointed because there wasn't a seat left in the auditorium. So I would just encourage folks to make sure you are buying in advance so you don't have to be disappointed.
Yeah, without a doubt. Nothing like setting the time aside, going there, thinking, like most movies, you could go there and find a seat. But people, you know, word of mouth is catching on. People understand this is an epic presentation. You know, they don't have to go to Branson or go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It is in the convenience of their own hometown. Are we talking another 600-700 theaters that are going to be carrying the event, Dean?
Yeah, we're just shy of 500 right now. So
we were
up over 600 for the first one. And then typically encores are using less theaters. But we're really encouraged by that number, you know, and the amount of seats that there are there to fill. And, you know, as a dad of three young kids, I've got a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old. You know, there's just no greater joy than watching your kids become in awe of God's stories, you know, and want to go home and act those out and play those stories, you know, in our living room. So just really great opportunity for families to come and have that experience and, you know, see a Bible story come to life in a way that you haven't experienced it before.
Well, the thing that's so cool about this, too, Dean, I mean, speaking of the kids, I mean, we love their imaginations. And in this particular movie of Jonah and you, the way that you were able to, you know, bring the whale to life. I mean, it is so unbelievable that it adds to the dimension of your imagination. I mean, it's one thing to see something, you know, three-dimensional or two, in this case, two-dimensional right in front of you. But when you can, you know, see this and it just, you know, takes your imagination to a whole nother level because it speaks of the production value. I mean, this is every bit on par of any major Broadway show, some big city show that they will see, or in England. It is really impressive, and I believe for Christians who have in the past have kind of, you know, shuddered a little bit at some of the production qualities of how the King of Kings is represented, this is something that's going to make people of faith very, very proud. Because if they have not seen Jonah before, especially on the big screen like this, they're gonna be proud to be a Christian and proud to be to bring their kids and neighbors to this event because this is really a very special an excellent presentation of the Bible message of Jonah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's so kind. kind of you to say that, you know, and I will say, you know, as an outsider coming in 5.5 years ago, something that drew me here was that word excellence, you know, was the desire that every single person here had to put forth their absolute very best. And, you know, I used to go and just sneak into the back of the theater on a weekly basis to watch the reaction of the audience as that whale comes out on stage from the dark. There's bubbles filling the stage, and people just, you know, it's the moment that everyone's waiting for, you know, how are they going to do the whale? Yeah. And when that thing turns and it swims off of the stage and comes out over the audience, I mean, you can just hear the audible gasp, you know, and the kids reaching up from their seats trying to touch it. And everyone says, how are you going to translate that from the live experience to the screen? And I don't know about you, but when I first saw it, you know, the way that it was captured, I thought, my goodness, it is just, you know, equally as mesmerizing. When you're watching on the big screen, you're seeing it, but you're still saying, how in the world are they doing that?
Exactly.
And it just gives me chills, you know, every single time I see it.
Well, and it's funny you should say that, because I thought the same thing. I go, how are they going to do, you know, how are they going to, and the way it was beyond anything I could have anticipated. It was so cool. As I, you know, obviously it made its impact. So for the people, there, Dean, what do you want them to take away from this experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I think, you know, for me, we certainly want, in a simplest way, you know, for families to be able to come together and have this experience and just begin to see God's stories and his message differently. But I'll tell you, for me personally, the thing that I love hearing the most is that when people leave, they had a great time, number one. But second, they say, you know what? Did it really happen like that? We need to go home and read the Bible story for ourselves.
Right.
If people can be inspired, Bill, to go home and pull that Bible off the shelf, and in a lot of cases, you know, blow the dust off of it and open it up and read that story now with a different mental image, you know, of what they saw on stage. You know, that's really our heart. If we can inspire people to go and open the good book, you know, and really dive in and really hear from God, that's where he speaks to us in a lot of ways, is through his word. And so that's our hope. You know, we want to have this big, amazing, spectacular experience, but it's not just for entertainment's sake. It's that it transcends that. It becomes something that is a part of someone's life, you know, moving forward.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, June the 3rd, this Saturday, 11 a.m., okay, in the morning, and that's local time. You can find and buy tickets and get your tickets early. Don't come to the theater and be locked out and find that all the seats are gone, or that you're a party of four and you can only get three tickets. A bummer, okay? So buy your tickets early. Be forewarned. Jonah On Stage Movie, okay? JonahOnStageMovie.com. That's where you go for all the information. Dean, this next year, next 2 years, what's up for Sight and Sound?
There's so much in store. We have Jonah that's live on stage here in Lancaster this year through October. We have Moses on stage in Branson that's on stage through October. We have our Christmas show that has been just a great family tradition for many years called Miracle of Christmas. That's going to be on stage here in Lancaster November, December. It's also going to be on stage in Branson the same time period. And then next year we have two brand new shows coming to the stage. Samson is making its debut in Branson for the very first time, and then we have the story of Jesus, simply titled Jesus, on stage here in Lancaster. So really excited about that.
When you are the Son of God, you don't need more than just Jesus, right?
That's I'll all tell you need. What, it's going to be an unbelievable show.
Exactly. Dean Sell from Sight and Sound on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dean.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Would it be okay?